just no other placement. And, you know, these things come up on a crisis basis where a child needs something, so that's part of the problem.
Let me just get back to the natural parents, do they pay for any of this? And I bet you, I don't know for sure, but I'll bet you, of the 70 students, how much is FAS and FES problems? Do you know?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Phillips, we do know that in the DFOS child protection system, there is a high proportion of FAS, FAE
children.
All right. Yes.
So this is a burden that society has to pay. And some people are questioning, you know, where's the responsibility of the individual here? So I'm guessing you don't get any parents or any money from the natural parents, right, for any of this stuff.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Phillips, we do get some receipts. State does collect some receipts from the child support agency through that system. We also apply when a child is eligible for SSI receipts. Those are also included. But again, I'm not an expert in this area, and I'd have to get to the DFYS folks to get you more
definitive. Is my assumption wrong on the FAS and FES?
No, Senator Phillips, I think your assumption is correct.
Okay, so it's a fair statement that there's quite a few students in that category, right?
I believe that's true, Senator Phillips, if it's, yes.
That one angers me the most because, you know, that's something that parents can do to prevent, but that's the emotional side. So. Foundation formula.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Included in your packet is a worksheet that shows the FY 2000 authorized budget for the foundation program, and then the results of the actual foundation count that occurred in October. I'd be happy to walk the committee through this worksheet if you'd like, or we can just jump in and ask questions, or. What's the?
Well, maybe you could determine by the questions whether you needed to take us to the worksheet or not. Any questions for Senator Wilkin?
I think a good place to start would be the foundation actually showed a savings of almost $20 million, 19.96. But in the supplemental, we show 11.8 coming back. So maybe we could reconcile that difference. That may help us.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think I will just go ahead and walk through this sheet.
Okay.
In the 2000 authorized budget, the school districts around the state projected an estimated 134,968 students, of which 8,122 would be students that are on correspondence programs. After you run these students by school through the funding formula, the adjusted ADM in which we calculate state aid from was projected to be 212,093. You take the ADM and multiply that, the adjusted ADM, and multiply that times the base student allocation of 3940, which is set in statute, to arrive at basic need. Basic need was projected to be 835,646,000. The projected required local effort was 145,707,000. Projected deductible impact aid, this is the federal impact aid dollars that we consider in the formula, was projected at $36,842,000. We had projected the supplemental funding floor at $13 million, quality school grants at $3.3 million, almost $3.4 million, military flow through and other, this is the impact aid that the state applies for on behalf of the military bases as well as military-based contracts with the department. Totals $26 million for a total request by the governor in the Department of Education and Early Development of $695,660,000 for the foundation program. You may recall last year during some of our discussions that the Alyeska Correspondence School entitlement had gone up substantially over the previous year. We did some research at the department, found that it was mostly attributed to their summer school program that they had expanded, allowed children to take up to four courses in summer school, and the completion rate was really low. The department took corrective action within our department and told them that the summer school program, they can't offer four because it, you know, allows students to take four courses because the completion rate wasn't there. And we narrowed the grades that could apply for it. In other words, only those students in high school that may have failed the class that needed that to make that class up for graduation requirements were allowed to enroll in the summer school program. That resulted in an adjustment to the department's request of a reduction of $2.6 million. At the end of the session, the legislature also made an adjustment of approximately $3.9 million after doing some telephone surveys of some select school districts.
They apparently should have taken a lot more. Go ahead, I'm editorial comment.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, that gets us down to the total appropriation amount of $689,054,000. When the actual foundation count came in this year, the required local effort went down a little bit, which increases state aid. I should back up. The student count actually came in lower than what was projected by approximately 3,000 students. You can see the majority of this was in the regular ADM and not in the correspondence category.
Well, you've got a little bit of an increase in the correspondence. Is that due to you, DOE moving alternative, what were previously classified as alternative schools into correspondence, or is that an increase in students in correspondence? How did that result?
Mr. Chairman, that is an actual increase in correspondence students being served. Those were increases that were seen in the Galena School District and the Nenana School District that are offering statewide correspondence programs.
And then on the required local effort, where that's gone down in FY 2000 actual count, what is
Mr.
that?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. When we prepare our budget for the upcoming year, we're using estimated required local efforts for four school districts. That would be the North Slope Borough, Valdez, Unalaska, and Skagway. That's because their required local effort is 45% of the prior year basic need. So we don't know what that prior year basic need is at the time we build the budget. But when we get into the current year count, we know what that number is.
So that's not a function of assessed value on property, or?
Mr. Chairman, you're correct. That is not a function of assessed value.
Okay. Thank you.
As we continue down, Mr. Chairman, you can see that we had an increase in impact aid to $46 million, which is an increase of approximately $9.6 million. This reduces the state's state general fund need. And so you can see a good portion of these funds came from the increase in impact aid allocation to school districts. The next one, the supplemental funding floor, looks kind of funny. It looks like it went up. It really did not go up. When we built the, FY 2000 budget, we were using estimates from 99 on what the funding floor would be. The actual funding floor in fiscal year 99, the first year of the new funding formula, was a little over $17 million. So the funding floor is decreasing, but as a component that we built into the budget, it appears as an increase here. The quality schools grants went down by $50,000, and the military impact aid and contracts remained unchanged.
The quality schools grant go down as a reduction of population?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. It's a direct relationship. So, Mr. Chairman, you can see in the difference column, it shows a difference of $18,400,000 from what the department asked for in its original budget compared to what the actual count was. You need to reduce that amount by the adjustment for ACS that was made during last session and the $3.9 million adjustment that was made at the end of the session, which leaves $11.8 million on the table.
Thank you. Senator Wilkin.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I have to remember which budget I'm working on. And the 19.9 is the 01 budget, so I apologize for starting us, but it is important that we understand how that all works. Thank you.
Well, Senator Wilkin, I hope you'll be asking why we're projecting the $19 million this year versus...
Well, we certainly will when we get there.
Okay. Any other questions on the foundation? Let's move to PeopleTrans then in our remaining minutes here.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we did bring an additional spreadsheet today that's a four-column spreadsheet that was not included in your original packet. Basically, the department is asking for a supplemental appropriation of $2,139,700 to fully reimburse school districts for pupil transportation costs during fiscal year 2000. We did obviously underproject this budget component. The four-page sheet that, or four-column sheet that was distributed today shows what the proration, the effect of the proration would be by district if this supplemental appropriation is not made.
In other words, funds will be moved from the formula. When you talk about the impact on the district,
Mr. Chairman, what we're asking is that the $2 million be reallocated from the 11.8.
Yeah. Any questions? Senator Green.
Refresh my memory, please. Is there in statute the requirement that actual cost reimbursement be made for transportation? Or is it not a minimum of X percentage?
Through the chair, there is no statutory requirement for a particular level of reimbursement.
And where did that decision come from to fund at this amount?
Well, this would fund pupil transit 100% across the board, right?
Through the chair, that's correct.
And I think
100% of entitlement.
Senator Green's question is, who made that decision to fund it 100% instead of 90, 91%, 92%?
Through the chair, Senator Green, I understand your question now. And historically, the pupil transportation program has reimbursed contracted pupil transportation at 100%. In Senate Bill 36, the district operated pupil transportation routes were to be reimbursed at least 90%. We took some regulations to the state board to deal with the reimbursement process and address the issue of at least 90% for district operated. The state board moved that to 100%. They felt that if a district was operating it, they should be reimbursed at the same level as a contractor.
Excuse me, and contractors are 100%?
They're 100%. They go through an RFP process.
Thank you.
For Senator Green, in the last, I have exact numbers, Eddie probably has them on top of his head. Last 6 or 7 years, we funded it 100% two out of those 6 or 7 years, and it's been somewhere around 90 to 95 over those years.
Through the chair, Senator Wilkins corrected, and in fact, in those couple of years that there was proration, it was less than 5%. If we have to prorate the program this year, it will be a 5% proration.
Thank you. Any other questions? Senator Lehman?
Do you have a way of cross-checking the district costs and contracted costs on like on a student mile basis or something like that?
Through the chair, Senator Lehman, we do calculate the daily cost per bus or per route. Statute does allow the department some flexibility in the area of requiring districts to either contract or operate them themselves. This has not been an area that the department has been aggressive in. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the largest district that's impacted by this is Anchorage, and Anchorage has contracted routes and they have district-operated routes. And the district-operated routes do cost more than the contracted routes. The statute would allow us to require Anchorage to contract all their pupil transportation services if that's what you were getting at.
What I was getting at is if there's a way to calculate student mile or district-operated bus service in contracted, and if the two are comparable or are the same, mm-hmm. and if we reimburse at the same, or you're saying the district operated costs more, I'm not sure why we would reimburse more than we would reimburse if that were contracted. I guess I'd like to see those numbers, see how much more. And, you know, it's probably complex as to why the costs are higher. You know, we're looking at cost reimbursement. Maybe we need to figure out a way to provide that incentive. Maybe they need to change their behavior.
Through the chair, I'll be happy to provide you with those numbers.
Senator Wilkins?
To clarify, but as I understand it, we don't have that information back into the 90s, do we, for the district-operated buses? Do we have that information when they were reimbursed at the 60%?
Through the chair, I can get that kind of information.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're going to need to get down to the floor. Does anybody have any final questions for Department of Education? Thank you very much. I did want to announce that the DEC Budget Subcommittee's water quality meeting will be held in the Farron Camp Room, which is room 203, 3 o'clock Wednesday, February 23rd.
Thank you.
I've asked to announce that. I'm not sure if that came from you or somewhere else, but anything else to come before the committee?
Crowd.
Hearing none, we're adjourned.